Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
hello everybody. What's up? What's up, everybody? You get the thing cut off earlier than expected. Hello. I am William Rommel. Welcome to a special edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am of course William Rommel. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, Will?
Hey, not much, man.
What happened there?
I don't know why it cut off earlier, but it cut off a little earlier than expected, but...
Yeah, I mean, we had to cut it off early. We can't play for the whole show now. No?
But
how's it going, man? How do you feel about hosting your show on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I feel great. You know what we do. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else. Usually, this show is on Sunday, 6 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio. But me and Macaulay, you know, we decided to do a little switcheroo. You know, just for these next 2 days. Macaulay's going to be on my spot tomorrow, IMAC, tomorrow 6 p.m. And next week he's going to be at this usual spot, so check out both shows as usual.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, we're going to lead off with a little NBA, with a little Knicks, as you can tell by the vintage NBA on NBC theme song.
Yep.
We're going to talk a little baseball, a little hot stove, and, you know, talk about, R.A. Dickey situation with the Mets. Will he be traded? Will they keep him? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Yankees and, you know, with the news about them interested in Hamilton and Cano news. You know, we'll get into that also. And, of course, we'll end it off with a little WWE, but of course, before a little bit before that, we'll talk also about Jets and Giants. Jets are going to play tomorrow, and also we're going to talk about Giants also as well. So you all know the number, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to call, talk sports, entertainment, everything else. And let's lead it off with a little Knicks. I mean, it seems like it's the 90s again, man. I mean, the Knicks, you know, they have the best record in the East.
14-4.
Yeah, 14-5 now after the Bulls loss.
Yeah.
You know, we beat the Heat without Carmelo. And, you know, we lost to the Bulls. I mean, it's like the 90s all over again.
Yeah, on Thursday we shot 18 three-pointers. Against the Heat. Insane.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Like a video game almost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we finish off 2-1 in the road, the home, the you know, on the road. Trying to remember. Who was the team? Oh, yeah, we beat the Bobcats. You know, we played hard. The Bobcats, you know, they were leading us most of the way. And then afterwards, you know, we played smart, made them force turnovers, you know. It was, you know, the Knicks veterans versus the talented young Grizzlies starting core, and they just kept making turnovers in the fourth, and that led to the huge comeback win by the Knicks, a game they should have won, of course, but, you know, the Grizzlies were, I mean, not the Grizzlies, the Bobcats were playing hard. So,
yeah, but the bad thing is, you know, Carmelo ended up injuring himself near the end of that game. That's why he had to sit out versus the Heat and tonight.
Absolutely. He dived for the second time this year. He dived for a ball, but this time he went, his hand got cut from diving into the stand, and he hit a metal chair. He had to get 5 or 6 stitches, missed the Heat game. And the Knicks didn't skip a beat against the Heat, beat them the second time. And those two games, like you were mentioning, against Bobcats and the Grizzlies, Knicks, for those two games, they combined to shoot 85 three-pointers.
Wow.
Attempts, I should say.
A lot of three-point attempts.
Yeah.
But they're making them, so that's good.
For the most part, yeah, they were making it. But as you could see, I mean, Felton had a great game that game. He had 27 points. You know, everybody pretty much stepped up. Wait, was that Bobcat game the one where J.R. Smith hit that buzzer beater?
Yeah, that was the same game where Carmelo went out and then they had to rely on J.R. Smith to
get
the game-winning shot.
Right, he wasn't shooting that well. And there was a possession before he got the game-winning shot where the Knicks had a 2-on-1 break, but then he held it up, you know, and then, of course, he would hit that game-winner.
Yeah.
And back to
shot.
Oh, yeah, it was a big shot. I was surprised it went in, and, you know, as you know, the Knicks won that game.
Yeah, close one.
Oh, yeah, a game they should have won. and they had it. And then went to Thursday without Carmelo. Pretty much everybody thought they were going to lose, and they had a gutty win.
Yeah, went to went into Miami. The two nights later, it was two nights later, right? Or was it the night after?
The night after.
The night after, and they played for the days. They had great spacing, moved the ball around, played great defense, and they shot 18 three-pointers, like we said.
Yep.
And they shut Dwayne Wade down. LeBron was kind of silent himself. He didn't have a LeBron-esque game like he usually has.
But to his credit, he almost had a triple-double. He had 31 points, 9 assists, and 10 or 11 rebounds or so. So,
right.
I mean, typically he had a LeBron-type game, but the other guys, everybody else didn't have their game. Wade. He had 13 points. And everybody else was, you know, pedestrian. I mean, or at best, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Carmelo had a good game. I mean, not Carmelo. I mean, LeBron had a good game, but everybody else, especially Wade, he disappeared. Bosh didn't do anything offensively. I think he had like 6 points, 6 to 8 points. I mean, he did nothing. I don't think anybody else scored in double digits other than, you know, Wade and LeBron.
And Knicks did a good job in playing defense. They moved the ball. They played a great game against Miami, and they blew them out again for the second time this season.
Yeah, 20 points. I believe both games were by 20 points.
Ass whooping.
Yeah, that's exactly what LeBron said after the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think you basically quoted LeBron James. He admitted that.
Got their ass whooped.
Yeah, we only had 7 turnovers, and if you were watching the game tonight. Not to you, Macaulay, but, you know, the listeners out there.
Right.
You know, it was the exact opposite game, you know, that we had today. You know, you got to credit the Bulls' defense. You know, both teams weren't scoring. Both teams turned the ball over ridiculously.
It was a sloppy game, man.
It was
sloppy,
ugly.
Sloppy.
Yeah. And Felton, I mean, he scored, 23 points or so, or maybe a little bit more than that, but... He took too many shots. I mean, he literally took more shots than he ever had in a game in his career.
Right.
And he didn't have it. J.R. Smith didn't have it. Pretty much nobody had it today.
Yeah, that's why we need Carmelo because, you know, on nights when he's not there, I mean, we're not always going to be making those 3 points like we made the other night against
exactly.
Miami.
Yeah,
I mean. We need a guy who could create his own shot like Carmelo does.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks, you know, they live by the three. As they did throughout this whole season, and tonight they died by the three.
Well, tonight they didn't even shoot that many threes. That's another thing. The Bulls just stopped them from even attempting threes today.
I know, exactly. I know. Yeah, they definitely. They just stopped and everybody was going to foul trouble.
Yeah.
Smith had 5. Chandler had 5. Like very early on in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Woodson left him in after Chandler was pleading. I mean, the Bulls really outplayed us, and our offense was, wasn't there really much this whole game.
This game was still, they still had a chance to win. I mean, if they could have made some shots. They missed a lot of layups and close shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they've had some points when they cut it to 2 to 4 points multiple times, but then Noah had a key play of the game when he put the lead up by 7, and
right.
Which was the biggest lead up until that point. And, you know, the Bulls would end up winning by the score of, 93-85?
Let me see. I think it was they won by what? Because the Knicks they made it close at the end. The NBA website is loading slow. Sorry.
Cool.
The NBA website is loading slow.
And you know, Carmelo is going to try to come back tomorrow. You know, when he plays against his former team, the Nuggets. Yep. Of course, Camby, Felton, who else? J.R. Smith.
Gallinari.
You know, they've all played, you know, they're all former Nets, and like you mentioned, they're gonna face Gallinari again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be you know Carmelo's gonna want to come, you know, want to come back for that game.
Yeah.
If he's healthy enough.
He better, cause we need him, man. We can't. I mean, I can't see J.R. Starks. I mean,
You mean Kurt Thomas?
John Starks. No, what am I saying? J.R. Smith, I should say.
Yeah, you gotta
missing shots, you know.
Yeah, J.R. Smith. Funny how you mentioned it. J.R. Smith, J.R. Smith and John Starks play very similar. I mean,
oh, very similar. Yeah.
No matter, they play hard. You know, they play defense. You know, they they ignite the team. You know, they're great dunkers. They're guys that they're very confident. When they're hot, you know, they could carry a team. But
yep.
when they're cold, you know, they'll have that confidence that they could knock down. They could always make a big shot, as you could see, with that Bobcat game.
Yeah, he's very streaky, just like John Stark was. He's not as intense as John Stark was, but you know they have the same kind of streaky shooting and defensive wise, John Stark was a little better. So.
Right.
But yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah, absolutely. But shifting gears, let's talk a little baseball here quickly. There's rumors that, Ari Dickey, might get traded, to either the Dodgers, Blue Jays, or Rangers. And with the Dodgers signing Zach Greinke, that increases the chances that Dodgers are out of it. They're not going to pursue Dickey.
Right.
And right now, it looks like if you'd ask me, my guess would be is that the Rangers are the front runner if they trade Dickey.
Man, that's really dumb if the Mets trade Dickey. The guys just want a Cy Young, for Christ's sake.
I agree. But I guess they feel like he's 38 years old. It's unprecedented, and he's a knuckleballer. He throws harder. I don't know there. I don't know if they. I don't know if I could see. I have a strong feeling they're gonna trade him.
That's some boy there.
Yeah, I personally like Dickey. I wish he could stay, but if they trade him, they better make darn sure that they get some great players. I mean, there's rumors that Rangers might be willing to give up their top prospect, Mike Ott, for him. Probably some other people too, but I mean, Dickey's a fan favorite. I mean, he's right now the second popular Met on the team.
Yeah, I mean, they have to keep that guy. I mean, if you trade him, then you're gonna have Santana as Santana and Dickey are the two best pitchers right now on the team. And if you trade Dickey, you're only going to have Santana as the best pitcher. I mean,
veteran guys, I mean, the other guys had good years too. I mean, Nice had 13 wins.
Yeah.
G, he pitched well also, but
that's true.
I mean, you lose, the only strength that the team has actually is the starting pitching. So I guess there's rumors that, if they're going to trade it, either be Nice or Dickey. But most people want Nice because he's younger, he's left-handed, and he has a favorable contract,
Right, right.
After he signed a five-year, $25 million contract this year.
Right.
With the Mets, I should say. So, if Dickey doesn't remain with the Mets, if I'm a betting man, I have a strong feeling it's going to be back with the team he started his career with, the Rangers.
The Rangers, they traded away Michael Young to the Phillies for some pitchers. So they're looking to get more pitching on their team.
Yep. And, another thing. Speaking of the Rangers, it looks like Hamilton might come to the Yankees, along with the former White Sox and Red Sox Kevin Youkilis might come to the Yankees also.
It's possible. Right now they're doing some kind of background check
on on Hamilton because of his past off the field drug, alcohol use.
Yeah, right.
And if they sign him, you know, hopefully he could stay off the field. I mean, you know,
I don't mind with Euclid because I mean, A-Rod's gonna be out for a while because of he just had surgery or something, right?
Funny how you mentioned it. He's gonna have the surgery in mid-January. I don't know why it took him so long to have the surgery. I don't know why he's waiting until mid-January to have it. What can you do? I mean, A-Rod has a ridiculous contract. He has 5 years, 119 left, and he's 38 years old. I mean, this contract is easily becoming one of the worst of all time right now because A-Rod, he's injury prone now, you know, with all those years of steroid use. So,
right.
Whatever you get out of A-Rod is gravy, basically.
Yeah.
Shifting gears to the Jets, you know, they're going to face the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, the other team that was interested in Tebow, his hometown team. And, of course, the news is that Rex Ryan's going to go back to Sanchez, which doesn't surprise me, but I totally think that's the wrong move because, you know, McElroy played well. And also, I think Tebow should get more playing time because he's from that area, very popular, and you never know, he could be a spark like he was with the Broncos.
Tebow or McElroy?
No, I'm saying McElroy should start.
Oh,
they should have Tebow back him up.
Oh, I see. Because Tebow, isn't he still injured or something?
Yeah, he's injured. He might play tomorrow because of the injured ribs. But
I see.
You never know. I mean, playing against his hometown team where he's very popular, that could also ignite the offense also, you know, have him back up.
True.
But there's a scenario right now, Rex Ryan saying that he might play all three.
Yep.
you thought the two-headed twin magic thing Rex Ryan does when he switches them, you know, you thought that was crazy. It looked like it might be a three-headed dragon now. I mean,
oh man, just stick to one quarterback. Just let McElroy start. He played. He looks like he could be a good quarterback. You know, if they give him a chance.
He ignited the team. I mean, obviously, if it wasn't for the Lindley playing so horribly, you know, for the Cardinals, Jets wouldn't have won that game at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, give McElroy a chance. He did help the team, you know, win.
I agree with you.
So they should play the guy. I think they should just, you know, let leave Sanchez alone. You know, let him get his head right. Because unless if it's a blowout, I don't think they should put him back into the game.
Well, Rex Ryan, you know, he feels that Sanchez is the best quarterback who will.
Well, yeah,
help them win.
If Sanchez has his head right, he is the best option they have, but Sanchez lost his confidence right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, against the, who did they play last week? The Seahawks,
Cardinals, right.
Cardinals who lost, like, six in a row or something like that.
I think they lost, didn't they lose eight?
Something like that, and they're bad right now, and Sanchez still managed to have a bad game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Crazy.
And he's making some throws that are not smart at all. I mean, there's one throw where they were backed up near the end zone, and he's just throwing it into traffic.
He does that all the time. He's been doing that. He's been doing that a lot, especially this year. I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, it happened so many times.
Yeah, stop it.
He hasn't learned at all.
Better stop.
Yeah, man, they could win if they played, you know, if they actually showed up, they could actually win. These games are winnable. I mean, they're not gonna make the playoffs or anything like that, but, you know, these next couple of games are winnable.
Yeah, I mean, they're not gonna run, I don't see them running the table, but I mean.
No, well.
Finish the season, you know.
Even if they won every game, they're not gonna go anywhere. I mean, they
they waited too long to pull Sanchez. But as a matter of fact, they didn't even pull Sanchez because he's back in the thing. They just took him out for that one game, the Cardinal game. So he's still, you know, the quarterback. But switching gears, you know, with the Giants, you know, the Saints are marching in.
Giants lost Monday night game to Redskins. So right now they're 7-5, and they got Redskins on their coattails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it what did they say? Coattails?
Coattails.
Coattails. They got them on their coattails. So they're right behind them right now. And
yeah.
Giants have a big game tomorrow afternoon game against the Saints.
Yep.
So they gotta win these games, man. This division is getting tight right now.
Oh yeah, you know the season series between the Giants and Redskins are even up. You know, Redskins was primed to win that first game, that first matchup, but then Eli Manning, you know, as he usually does in the fourth quarter, you know, gets that game-winning drive. But this time, you know, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
So, RG3, you know, he solidified that win. You know, in Washington, and I don't know if
he looks like Eddie Murphy, young Eddie Murphy, kind of. don't you see that?
I don't see that, but I guess I'd have to look.
Yeah, he looks like a young Eddie Murphy with braids or dreads, whatever he has.
And I don't know if you heard the owner after the, you know, the Giants loss. You know, the Redskins owner, he was high-fiving his you know, employees and saying he's glad he hate those, and he cursed. I don't know which curse he said, but.
Oh, well, too bad. That doesn't mean they're going to win the championship this year, so they can call us whatever we want. We got a championship, and they don't.
So that should be, another interesting series.
Pardon me. Before I hire the DC sniper again.
Oh, come on. Relax, man. It's one game.
Get me mad.
You're still leading the NFC.
That owner better wash his mouth.
Now let's switch gears. Speaking of injuries, CM Punk. He, as you saw on Raw, Monday Night Raw, he injured. He got injured when Ryback put him through a table at the end of Raw, and he had successful knee surgery to repair a torn meniscus. So he's definitely out for the Tables, Ladders, and Chair pay-per-view in Brooklyn, and he might not fight against The Rock at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But let's hold that thought, Will. There's a caller on the line. You want to take it?
Sure. Let's take the call. Hello, caller.
Hey, caller.
Hello.
Caller.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. Hold on a second.
All right.
Okay.
Live,
hello.
Live radio.
Hello. Yeah. WFN have the same problem.
All right. We were just talking about what your thoughts that CM Punk got injured by Ryback, and the Shield are gonna fight against Team Hell No and Ryback instead.
Team Hell No. What I have to say about Team Hell No is that I like them. And I wanted to say that I like the Team Hell No, that they're friends now, Kane and CM Punk.
Yeah, I like the fact that Team Hell No is actually united.
United now, exactly.
Yeah,
it's
Shield.
About time. Yeah, Shield actually united them.
Yeah. But I think Shield sucks, though. I think they're a wannabe Nexus team, or an NXT team, whatever.
Well, I mean, they do have good mic skills. You got to give them that.
That's true. They do.
Hey, you guys.
Yes.
I was watching Apollo, whatever they call it now.
Apollo Live.
Yeah, I was watching Apollo, right? And then there's this guy. He's a comedian, and Chris Rock. Is it Chris Rock brother? Yeah, Chris Rock brother said that.
Tony Rock.
Yeah, he said that. Tony Montana Rock. Okay, he said that.
Tony Montana Rocks.
Yeah.
Tony Montana?
No, I was just making a joke.
Oh.
Hey, what?
Oh, what? Bomb.
You gotta
have to run that bomb. An air bomb for Aaron. A bomb, man. You gotta tell me this one's over. I didn't even get to say the joke. Put this on next week. Alright, later, you guys.
Only on Black Talk Radio. So, Tina, thank you for coming on. I want to thank Paula.